Hello, welcome to first Kirima Tech Guy podcast. Each of these are really quick, about 5 minutes, so I won't bore you to death. So let's get to the tech news. 3DS is finally given a estimate price. 3DS will apparently be around £200. Nintendo has said that 3DS will be likely under £200. The US price has been claimed to be £170 in dollars. So the UK price should be estimated to be around £130, which should be the same as a DSi, which is great news for people out there. Sell your DSi, get a 3DS. Hooray! 3DS is going to get its own virtual console. You'll be able to play you'll be able to transfer DSi games over and play NES and Game Boy games, a Game Boy Virtual Console, Nintendo history right there. Games on the Virtual Console for 3DS are Super Mario Bros. For NES, and on Game Boy, Link's Awakening DX for Game Boy Color, and also Super Mario Land, which is a great classic. Takes some time to get used to, though, because in Super Mario Land, you don't stomp Goombas, you kick them, which is very much unlike Mario games. Other tech news, a person has hacked Kinect to play World of Warcraft. This video has been seen all around YouTube, and it's quite incredible to hack Kinect to play World of Warcraft. It's being made by a university, which is which is re-engineering Kinect to help in science, medical, and lots of other things, which sounds great news. You have to check it out, Google it. In other news, Google TV. Is it the future of TV? Google is now offering on-demand services and pay-per-view with its new Google TV box, which should be launching somewhere in 2011. Or early 2012. No release date has been confirmed yet, but we should see more in the coming months. In Xbox news, Kinect is selling record numbers. The amount of Kinect pre-orders and sales has been staggering. And for Wii, Donkey Kong Country is completely out of stock. I actually went to HMV a few days ago, and Donkey Kong Country is out of stock all across Britain. Seriously, over 1 million copies have sold and Britain is out. Seriously, there is no store in the UK that has Donkey Kong Country right now. So if you're in the UK and you need Donkey Kong Country, it's either a 10 week wait or try eBay, maybe. Let's see, what else is there? Oh yes. Metroid Dread. Have you ever heard of it? Apparently, it was a Metroid game for the GameCube or Wii that was in development but got suddenly cancelled. But rumours have been going around for years now that Metroid Dread is still in the works. In Metroid Prime Trilogy, I think it's Metroid Prime 1. I'm not sure. Maybe 2, maybe 3. I'm not sure. Anyway, if you scan one of the computers, it will actually say Metroid Dread underway, which gives us some hints that Metroid Dread still might have some hope. It might surface one day. Keep your fingers crossed, Metroid fans, it might reappear one day. Also, Medal of Honor and the new Modern Warfare game, the new Call of Duty game, Black Ops, and Medal of Honor have both been battling it out for sales. Medal of Honor and Call of Duty Black Ops have been battling it out for months now. Sales have not been released yet, but to be honest, I get a feeling that Call of Duty is going to win. It's the biggest series. Everybody loves it. Everybody knows it. I think Black Ops is possibly the best game of the year. Well, that's all we have time for today. Next episode, we will be discussing Portal 2. And a possible interview with a gamer who gives his thoughts on the game. That's all for now. This is Kirima Tech Guy. See ya.